One of my favorite saints is Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And we are we know of him a lot because he's the founder of the Society of Jesus or the Jesuits. And Saint Ignatius, before his conversion, was a soldier. And in one of the battles that he fought, he got injured in the leg by a cannonball. So during his time of recovery, he could not walk or could not go anywhere a lot. He was bound by his bed. So his friends began to give him books to read, and they gave him several types of books. The first category is religious type of books of the life of Christ and life of the saints. And the second category would be the books of this world, about chivalry, about knighthood, about love, and about all the things that his age were writing about. And as he noticed, when he read the books about chivalry, about knighthood, about the things of this world, it bring him entertainment and it enticed him. But at the end of the day, it leave him agitated. And he never found true peace. But when he read the books about the lives of Christ and the lives of the saints, he felt a yearning, a holy desire to become more like Christ. And he was able to rest in the love, and especially in the heroic examples of the saints. So that's begin what we call the discernment of spirits, or what we often call the spiritual exercises. Saint Ignatius said in his first rule to discernment of spirit, when the soul is turning from evil unto good, the voice of the evil one will always say, oh no, don't leave. The world is good, and all its enticements are what you want. But the voice of our conscience and the voice of the good angel, he said, will kind of sting us like bees. But when we begin to live a life of holiness and begin to search God, then the thing reversed. The voice of the evil one will sting us, make us feel as if we are a pile of dung, no good, and we cannot be holy because of all of our mistakes, because of all of our weaknesses, because of who we are. But the voice of the good angel and the voice of the Lord will encourage us and lift us up. Think about that in your own life too. In the beginning, when we are willing to let go of something, or we want to let go of something, it's always the evil one that tries to entice us. Oh no, God don't want you to do that. Just continue where you are. And the voice of our conscience stings us and make us feel like we need to do it because it's the right thing. And then when we actually do it, the devil brings us down by creating obstacles, by creating despair, by creating negativities and all these things that discourage us. But the voice of God and the voice of the good angel, our guardian angel, will always be there to support and lift us up. And we heard in the second reading today from St. Paul to the Philippians, that is why the St. Paul said, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests to God. So in every ups and downs of our lives, St. Paul asks us to have no anxiety, to put our trust in God, because he knows that when we try to do the right thing, when we try to live for the Lord, the devil will try to agitate us and make us feel restless and make us feel like we have been making the wrong choice. But that's why he said we need to be stable and ground ourselves in prayer by petitioning God to continue to strengthen us by his grace, and most important of all, with thanksgiving. Make all of our requests to God. And this is where we need to have the tenacity and sometimes what the saints call spiritual stubbornness to really say, I'm not going to lose this battle. I will continue to choose Christ. I will continue to follow Christ, and I will continue to love Him no matter what. Even when I get discouraged, even when the whole world is against me, even when the devil and his minions is telling me that I'm not good enough. That is why St. Paul asks us today, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Peace is what we're searching for. Peace is what we're yearning. But the peace that comes from God, it's not the peace of this world. Because our worldly definition of peace is to live in prosperity and to live without war, to live with stability. But the peace of the Lord oftentimes becomes very violent in the beginning, and we have to shed and let go of our past, let go of everything that hold us down in order to seek the truth and to search the truth and to live for God. It is a violence of letting go, of shedding ourselves, letting ourselves go in order to grab onto God who is never changing, the one who truly loves us. And that peace is something that this world cannot offer. That peace comes from God. That peace is like the peace that Mother Teresa had to went through for 40 years. That peace is that same peace that she, even though in her emotion and feeling, in her psyche, did not know God or did not sense God, but in her heart of heart, know that God is with her and God loves her. And that's why she continued to live out her mission in serving the poor. The peace of God comes deep from within and is beyond our feeling, emotion, and our psychological understanding, because God speaks to us in our heart. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, seek the peace that comes from God, the peace that gives us true rest, instead of the peace that only this world is telling us. That is fake, that is always changing, that is always with the newest trend, and that's always leave us agitated. And we heard both in the first and the second reading today, God gives us a lot of signs and a lot of teachings in our lives. And that ultimate sign, that ultimate teaching come from no one else except His only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ, who have died for us, said, I love you and I want you to live in my love. And that love is hard, and that love requires us to die to ourselves in order to get beyond ourselves. So true freedom is not the freedom to do whatever I want. True freedom is the freedom from the things of this world, the things that enslave me, the things that hold me back, the things that are ever changing, a freedom from all those things in order to truly be free to love God with all our heart. True freedom is the freedom for someone, the freedom for God. So as you can see, our worldly and our modern sense of freedoms going to make us be stuck with ourselves. And there's no commitment. That is why our young people now are scared of commitment. Oh, I cannot enter into a relationship, or marriage is an old institution, because what if I'm married to this person? What if I'm committed to this person or this job or this thing? That means that I'm losing the other alternatives. What is in it for me? Modern sense of freedom is all about, oh no, I'm scared of commitment because I'm scared of losing the other possibilities. But true freedom, as we understand, is the freedom for God, a freedom for someone who loves us in order to say no to everything else. And that's why the church and God teach us, behind every no is the yes to something greater. Behind every no to this world and the temptation behind the trends and all the things that agitate us is the greater yes for God. A greater yes for God. So it's freeing us from all the things that can constantly changing and make us lose our peace in order to truly rest in God. My brothers and sisters, I wish you that peace. And that peace not going to come easy. That peace takes a lot of time. And there will be days that you will blame God, just like I do. There are days that I sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and I say, "What the heck are you doing, Jesus? Are you awake right now? What's going on?" But to be able to come to God and to truly pour out our hearts, to cry to Him, to laugh with Him, to give Him everything, it's that relationship that makes us uniquely Christians. Because it's much more than freedoms, it's much more than rights, it's much more than the ability to do whatever I want. This true freedom is grounded in the one who loves us. And we are called to truly, freely, and wholeheartedly love Him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I wish you, in the same words of St. Paul, that may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. May He be praised now and forever.